الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, this human being is constantly engaged in a battle and a war with a silent enemy, which gradually and inexorably is taking away from him his most valuable possession which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. What is indeed a great tragedy and ironical is that to a very large extent this insan, this human being is not even aware of this loss which almost on a daily basis is occurring. That inexorable and constant motion which Quran refers to, Allah Ta'ala says, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ Night is wrapped up in day, day is wrapped up in night, night envelops day, day envelops night, and with the constant motion of the clock, with the constant motion of time, like a block of ice which relentlessly is melting away in the sunlight, in exactly the same way those valuable, precious years, months, days, hours, seconds, which by way of amanat and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted each and every human being, gradually this is slipping away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places in the Quran takes qasam and oath on time. Allah ta'ala says, wal asr, by the oath of time, wal fajr, by the oath of dawn, wa subhi idha tanaffas, by the oath of the dawn when it takes a breath, wal layli idha yasr, by the oath of the passing night. Not only does Allah ta'ala take oath and qasam on time, but those creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which allow time to be measured and which bring time into existence, on them also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَا, by the oath of the sun, by the oath of the moon, by the oath of the stars. Through all these various qasams and oaths, what is the message that Quran is giving us? That not only is gold and silver and diamonds and oil and platinum and minerals valuable, but more precious and more valuable than these entities is time. Time is a mata. Time is a precious possession which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted you with. Unfortunately, when it comes to your other valuable possessions, your money, you can look for a bank vault to keep it safe. When it comes to your jewelry, you can look for a deposit box. But where are you going to store time? Those years, those months, those days, those hours, that valuable entity of time which was granted to you, where are you going to store it? Which bank vault are you going to keep it in? When you incur financial loss, it is possible you can recoup your loss. If you lose a job, it is possible you can get a better job. If some investment where you put your money in If it went awry, if you took a loss, it is possible tomorrow you can do a better investment, get a better profit. But that tick, tick, tick of the clock, that one ah, that one breath that comes out, that one day that is lost, there is no force, no system, no technology in this world that is ever going to give it back to you. One athar it comes, that every dawn at daybreak, this day calls out to insan, Ya ibn Adam, inni khalqun jadid, wa ana fima ta'mal fiyya ghadan alayka shaheed, fa'mal fiyya mastata'ta min khayr, فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. At daybreak, this day addresses insan, Ya ibn Adam, O insan, إِنِّي خَلْقٌ جَدِيدٌ. I am a new creation of Allah. A new day has dawned. One more day, one more extension you have received in this life. وَأَنَا فِي مَا تَعْمَلْ فِيَ غَدًا عَلَيْكَ شَهِيدٌ. But know and understand that I am a vault which is going to contain whatever you put in me, either good or either evil. Like it is said in Urdu, waqt guzarna nahi hai, waqt banana hai. Zindagi guzarna nahi hai, zindagi banane ke liye Allah ne diya. Hum duniya ke andar rehne ke liye nahi aaye, hum duniya ke andar jaane ke liye aaye. We have to make the time, not pass the time, not while away the time. This day, every moment of our life is a bank vault which we are filling either with good or bad. So this day addresses insan, tomorrow on the day of judgment I am going to be a witness. Either in your favor in the court of Allah if you spend me correctly, or I am going to be a plaintiff against you. فَعْمَلْ فِيَ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. So utilize me correctly. Understand and appreciate the value of time. فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. Because once this day is gone, once I am gone, لَنْ أَرْجِ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. This day says to you, I am never ever coming back. You will not be able to turn the clock back. And when the day passes, it makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillahi alladhi arahani min ad-dunya wa ahliha. Shukr to you, O my Mola. Gratitude to you, O my Allah. You gave me rahat. You freed me from this dunya and its inhabitants. Wal-laylu yaqulu mithla dhalik. And night also says a similar thing. Each human being, from the time he has come into this world, my respected brothers, each one is like a time bomb. This life is like a time bomb. And that moment of explosion is coming. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Every one of you, there is an appointed time, a promised time. When that time comes, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةٌ وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. You will not be able to delay it even by 1 second. وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When moth and death bears its claws, like sometimes some foolish people say, I escaped from the jaws of death. I was lucky, I was fortunate. Bewakuf doesn't realize, that foolish person doesn't realize that mort never bared its claws. There's no question of escaping. Because if it had bared its claws, أَلْفَيْتَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ, nothing and no system was going to save him. Each one has come with a set period of time. Every second, every hour, every day, every month, every year of this life is precious and valuable. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al mawt mujtahidan fa innama al ribhu wal khusran fi al amali. He says, oh you foolish insan, instead of being a wake-up call for you, instead of being a reminder for you, instead of being ibrat for you, the passage of time, the hallmark by which you measure the constant, inexorable motion of time, has become a source of rejoicing and pleasure to you, rather than a source of ibrat and warning to you. People usher in, we read this expression, usher in a new year with a celebration. Welcome the new year with a party, with revelry, with enjoyment. Millions and millions of rands wasted, dollars wasted, new year party, new year celebration, birthday celebration. Inna lanafrahu bil ayami naqta'uha. O foolish insan, you are getting happy with the passage of time. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. Little do you realize that every passing day is taking you closer to your maut, taking you closer to your death. This is not a period of enjoyment. What are you celebrating? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Yabna Adam, innama anta ayyam. O insan, O human being, you are a collection of days. In dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'duk. Every day that passes, every year that passes, every birthday, every new year, dhahaba ba'duk, a portion of you is lost, which is never ever coming back again. When you celebrate, what are you doing? You meet someone, he has a party. What are you celebrating? He says, I took 100,000 rand loss, so I'm having a party. Someone will say, you need your head checked. Are you gone mad? You're celebrating a loss. New Year is not a period of celebration. This is a period of ibrat. Lesson, caution, put the brakes on. In what direction is my life going? Have I realized the value of time? Hours upon hours upon hours spent in front of that shaitan box looking at zina. Useless, frivolous novels read for hours and hours. Now with anticipation, countdown of the number of days when 22 people from around the world will chase a piece of pigskin. Hours and hours spent in that. And little or no realization of the wastage of time. That those seconds, those moments, how precious they are. Even the Jannati, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that place where Allah says every wish, every desire is fulfilled. Ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun samiat, wa la khatar ala qalbi bashar. Where you will receive that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever imagined. Even the Jannati will have one hasrat and regret. What regret? لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. He will regret the moments and seconds of the life of this world that went by in which he did not remember Allah, which he did not make valuable. Zindagi guzarne ke liye nahi hai, zindagi banane ke liye hai. Wa kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. The poet says every passing day is taking you closer to your maut. Fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribhu wal khusran fi al amali. So he says, exert yourself, make this life valuable, make these moments precious, acquire profit. But not the prophet of rands and cents. Not the prophet of erecting big, big buildings or driving fancy cars. Material achievement, wallah, my respected brothers, is not a yardstick to measure your progress or how you have made your life valuable. For if it was a yardstick, if material achievements or what you have acquired of this dunya was a yardstick to measure your progress, then the pride and the prince of humanity, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah would not have put him into that position where muarrikhin say, wulida yateeman wa aasha faqeeran wa mata miskeena sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Born a yateem and orphan, lived the life of a faqeer and left this world as a miskeen. left this world in such a condition that his shield had been given as mortgage for a loan for some wheat which he required for food in his house. Mata miskina sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the prince, the pride of humanity, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, leave this world in maskanat, in poverty. How can material achievement ever be a yardstick by which the progress of your life is measured? Abul Itahiya rahmatullah alayhi, a pious person, Mamunur Rashid invites him, come and see what I have achieved. Mamunur Rashid was a khalifa ruling 3 continents. He had built a palatial home, a hallmark, a testimony of his life's achievement. No expense had been spared. Come and see my palatial home. What is the reaction of this pious man? What is the gaze of Ibrat? He says, Ishma badalaka saliman fi dhilli shahiqatil qusuri. يُسْعَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَا اشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَى الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ. He says, enjoy yourself in the deceptive protection of these huge pillars that you have erected. Morning till evening, servants are running at your beck and call. Like we hear nowadays, red light brigade or blue light brigade, I don't know what they call it. Cavalcade is coming, move out. Somebody important or prominent is coming. Who is prominent? Who is important? Who has made this life valuable? That judgment is not based on outward opulence. سَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَنْ كَشَفَتِ الْغُبَارِ أَفَرَسٌ تَحْتَ رِجْلِكَ أَمِ الْحِمَارِ. Like the poet says, soon you will see when the dust settles. Soon you will see when the dust settles whether those that were walking around in the Hugo Boss suits, or whether those who were living in 5-star hotels and flying across the globe, or whether those who carried that bistara on their back and who hardly had a roof over their head and went in the jungles of Africa through hunger to raise the name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Soon you will see when the dust settles who was riding the horses and who was riding the asses. يُسْعَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَا اشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَى الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ. Morning till evening, servants are running at your beck and call, fulfilling your every whim and desire. But O Mamunur Rashid, do not be deceived by this. Because all this wealth, all this opulence cannot stop or withhold or delay the ticking of the clock. The tick, tick, tick. That that breath that is coming out, that is never coming back again. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ السُّدُورِ. Inexorably you are going in that direction. That day is coming when in the depths of your chest that heart will start palpitating. That burning pain you will feel. That pain running down your left arm. On a cold day when your brow will break out into cold beads of perspiration. That look. Go into the hospitals and see that look of utter stark panic on the face of that person that is staring death in the face. Look at that instead of looking at the faces of merriment around you. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ. That youngster with his Ray-Bans on, with that gold necklace around his neck, he stands in front of the mirror, preening himself, admiring himself from this direction, that direction. That young girl who thinks that she is the Zulaikha of the time. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes were compared to the twinkling of stars. She stands in front of that mirror preening herself. Why don't we realize it is just a few moons? How quickly the time will pass. How quickly the time will pass. And that same youngster, that same girl, you bring the mirror in front of her, she'll say, I don't want to see also. What cosmetic are you going to use? What plastic surgery are you going to utilize to delay the onset of time? To hold back the ravages of time, that which Quran says, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ Afala taqilun. Allah says, those of you whom we took to old age, we bring a reverse in your creation. Why don't you understand? This dunya is not haqiqat. This dunya is not a reality. Wake up to the reality. Ame marna hai. Fa idhan nufusu taqaqat fi dhiqi hashrajati suduri. He says, O Mamun al-Rashid, when that heart starts palpitating in the depths of your chest, فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. Don't go to the parties. Go to the homes where the qabras, where the janazah is being lifted up. Don't go to the dens of vice in the dead of night, to the places of merriment, to the places of music and nakedness. Listen to the cries of that widow whose husband's janazah is being lifted up. Listen to the cries of those parents whose young child, in whom they had invested and had aspirations for their future, the janazah of that young child is being lifted up. Don't look at the rising sun, look at the setting sun. Don't go to the places of merriment, go to the Qabristan. See those black, desolate pits and holes in the ground. Visualize the day when that cheek upon which the best cosmetic was used will become the food of insects and worms. Visualize that day when that sparkling eye, worms will be walking that hole. Is that not a reality? فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنَا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. O Mamun al-Rashid, at that time you will realize that the life of this world was nothing but a deception. Muharram has come. January has come. Whichever angle you look at it from, my respected brothers, a new year has dawned upon us. Another 355, another 365 days have passed. Yet, unfortunately, instead of taking ibrat, instead of taking lesson, instead of analyzing the direction our life is going, it is still the same rat race. It is still the same mad pursuit of the wealth of this world. It is still the same running behind this dunya. We have become an ummah that has become ritualistic. Rabiul Awwal comes, 10 or 12 days. The birth of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam celebrated, Sira Jalsas. Muharram comes for 10 days or so. The Ahl Bayt, the family of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is lamented. But Muharram comes, Rabiul Awwal comes, Ramadan comes, Zulhijjah comes, Hajj comes. But not one bare namazi makes tawbah. Not one person whose life is devoted to the shaitan box makes tawbah from that. Not one person away from the masjid comes back to the masjid. We have become an ummah of rituals. We have become an occasional ummah. The peygham, the message of Muharram is not taken. What the rest of the world celebrates a new year. For this ummah, Allah has made it such that the wound is opened up again every new year. Reminder is put in front of us of those 16 flowers, Ale Rasul, direct descendants of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those personalities who when they were in their cradle, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi, two youngsters, the babies Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, crawling, yamshiyan wa ya'thuran wa alayhima qamisan ahmaran, dressed in red striped clothing, crawling and walking. Jumu'ah khutbah, Masjid al-Nabawi. He stops the khutbah, gets off the minbar, goes to them, lifts them up, cuddles them, comes back onto the minbar, kissing their faces, kissing their lips. And then he addresses Sahaba, Sadaqallah, may Allah has spoken the truth, innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna, your wealth and your children are a test. I saw my little babies coming, فَلَنْ أَصْبِرْ, I could not contain myself. I could not contain myself until I stopped my khutbah and I collected them. Once he comes out in The streets of Medina, on one shoulder is Hassan, on the other shoulder is Hussein, radiallahu anhuma. In those days, the Bedouins of the Arabs, to show affection openly for your children was considered to be something against the norm of society. So one Bedouin sees this, he's shocked, Ya Rasulullah, what are you doing? He says, it is my grandchildren, it is my children also. I love them. And then he pauses. And then the mafhum of the hadith, he says, oh my Allah, I love them, you love them also, and love any one of my ummah who loves them. Such personalities that when they were in their cradle, already the mantle was given, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannati Al-Hasan Al-Husayn. The leaders of the youth of Jannat are my grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Manaqib, virtues of them, the occasion of Jummah is too limited to go into. Leave direct descendants 5 centuries later. One alim of the 5th century of Islam, Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he writes in his Kitab al-Birri wa Sila, one incident, that there was one woman from the progeny of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali Rasul from the Ahl Bayt. She was in Khurasan. Her husband passed away. Poverty overtook them. She made hijrat to Samarkand. Left her little babies in the masjid. She went to the governor of Samarkand and said, I am from Ali Rasul. Assist me. He said, every beggar comes and says they are from Ali Rasul. Where is your proof? She says, I have no proof. I am a stranger in Samarkand. She goes back to the masjid. Desperation sends her to the home of a Majusi, a fire worshipper. She says to him, I am from Ali Rasul. No sooner he hears this, despite he is not a believer, he opens his home. He sends his family to fetch her children from the masjid. That night the governor of Samarkand sees a dream. Beautiful green palace made out of emeralds in Jannat. At the door is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, whose palace is this? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is the palace of a mu'min muwahid, of a believer who has iman. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I am believer, I have iman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, where is your proof? Bring proof. When my daughter came to you for assistance, you asked for proof. Now today you also bring proof. He wakes up afraid, runs, looks for that family, discovers where they are, says to that Majusi, take 1,000 dinars, take all my wealth, give me that family. That Majusi says, yes, soda, bin dekhne ki soda hai, the mafhum, the crux. Without seeing, you have to do this deal. I did it without seeing. Everything, your whole kingdom, I am not prepared to accept in exchange for this family. He says, they are believers, you are Majusi. He says, no, don't make a mistake. No sooner I opened the door of my home for this family, Allah opened my heart and the heart of my entire family for iman. And that dream that you saw, I saw the same dream. That palace was given to me and my entire family by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That family, that pure generation, that was 5 centuries later. Every year in Muharram, this ummah is reminded, 61st year of Hijrah, the plains of Karbala, not an occasion that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not aware of. In his nubuwat, while he was alive in Medina, one day he says to Umm Salima, you stand, guard at the door. Ista'zana malakul matar, the angel of rain has come to see me. He has never come before. I will have private meeting with him. No one should enter. The young Hussein, radiallahu an, in the exuberance of youth, jumps over a hand into the room of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Little while later, she can hear Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sobbing loudly. She comes into the home. She sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cuddling Hussein radiallahu anhu, sobbing. Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? He says that this angel has informed me that the blood of my grandson will be spilt at the hands of my ummah. And the land, the sand of that land where this will take place has been shown to me. Same Umm Salima, 61st year of Hijri, at the time of Asr, she sees a dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hair disheveled, shocked, tears in his eyes. Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? What has happened? He says, Hadartu maqtala Hussein. Hadartu maqtala Hussein. I have witnessed the slaughter of my beloved grandson, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Karbala took place then, are taking place now, and will continue to take place. We are not an ummah of rituals. We have to understand the message that the goal is the pleasure of Allah. The goal is akhirat. If blood has to be spilled to acquire the pleasure of Allah, for haqq to be uplifted, then let that blood spill, even if it is the blood of the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their lives also can be given, but the pleasure of Allah has to be acquired. Time of Zuhr, 20 have already become shaheed, 52 are left. The left-hand side flag bearer, Habib bin Mutahhir, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who says to him, go and ask Shimmer to withhold the fighting so that salah can be made. 3 days the water had been cut off. There was no water to make wudu also. The wudu was probably made with their own blood. Shimmer says, tell him his salah is not accepted. Habib bin Mutahhir says, Allah's curse be upon you. That family who gave us salah, their salah is not accepted and your salah is accepted. Message comes, they are not prepared to withhold the battle. 52 they are, facing several thousands. He divides his companions, 26, 26. 26 in front, face the enemy, while the other 26 perform salah. Then the next 26 carry out their salah, even in that condition. Wallah, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid. If that salah went qaza, it would not have diminished from his martaba in any way. The previous day at the time of Asr, he dozed off. Zainab comes to him. She finds him smiling. What happened? Zainab, his sister, what happened? He says, my grandfather came in my dream and he told me that the time for you to meet us has come near. Your istiqbal is already prepared. Basharat of Jannat was already given. Yet in such condition, salah was not made qaza. This ummah, which year in year out Muharram comes, this ummah year in year out recalls the incident of Karbala. Why don't we take the lesson of Karbala? When this is the condition of that youngster whose Jannat is guaranteed, in that condition also, salah was not made qaza. Then that college youngster who says that it is difficult with my college outfit for me to make wudu, so it is okay for my salah to go. That student who says that I'm writing exam, make my salah qaza. That traveler, trivial excuses, salah upon salah is made qaza. What excuse are we going to give in the court of Allah? My respected brothers, a new year has come. This is not a time of celebration. This is a time of ibrat. This is a time to put brakes on. This is a time to recount before us the dastan, the legacy of qurbani and sacrifice that was given by Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by sahaba ikram, by his family, by the salaf salihin, with one goal and one objective, the pleasure of Allah. Our purpose in this world is to acquire the pleasure of Allah. For that everything can go. We are an ummah of qurbani. Our history is that of qurbani. Let us come back to the masjid. Let us take the lesson of Karbala. Take the lesson of Muharram. And realize the passage of time. We don't have guarantee for tomorrow. We don't even have guarantee for tonight. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.